Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. I want to go back today to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, this is after Acts 1 and 8. You know that. This is in the second chapter of Acts. And here's the fulfillment of what he said in Acts 1 and 8. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And verse 4 said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's one part of the verse. The other part says, after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, notice that, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they were filled with the Spirit, they spake with tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, being filled with the Spirit and the evidence of speaking tongues influence or enhance the power you have. Enable you to activate Acts 1 and 8. The Holy Ghost is moved at greater dimension when one began to pray in the Spirit. Now you might be a listener, and you're a child of God, you've been baptized with water, and you're born of the Spirit. We understand that, born. But then there's another aspect of it, being baptized in the Spirit, which is revealed to us in John chapter 7. Verse 37 through 39, what's the influence is, because when one is born of the Spirit, John 4 says we have a well of water springing up in us the everlasting life. Thank God for that. And then in John 7, 37, 39, it is power to do work of the kingdom. Your dimension of power. I know as a Baptist boy preacher, before I was born of the Spirit, but I had not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then I received the baptism, then Acts 2, 1 through 4, that type of baptism, and began to speak in other tongues. And I understood and felt an increase in power like never before. Both is from God, being born again and baptized with the Spirit. I invite those who are listening to me today by the Spirit of grace that you would ask the Lord, as you are a child of God, you would ask the Lord, Lord, baptize me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And then just go ahead on and receive it in Jesus' name and let the utterance flow out of your mouth. And sometimes you're going to have one or two words, but just by faith let them flow. All of this is by faith. But I want to increase the power in your life, increase your ability to receive revelation knowledge, and understand when God is moving on your behalf. There are times when you attack, you don't know how to pray and what to pray for. But if you read the Bible, look in Romans 8, 26 through 28, and you'll see a marvelous revelation of how the Spirit of God can make intercession through us on our behalf and cause all things to work out together for good. This baptism of the Holy Spirit, this baptism of power, this baptism of fire is so important to partake of and to continue in. You don't just get baptized today and don't pray anymore. I pray in the Spirit at least an hour every day. It calls you to be closer to God. It calls you to be more aware of the spirit world. May the Lord speak to you. It's only by the grace of God. May the Lord speak to you and give you, birth in you a hunger and a desire to be filled with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues.